In the summer of 1992, the BBC launched El Dorado, a soap opera unlike anything else on British television at the time. Set in the fictional Spanish coastal town of Los Barcos, it aimed to blend sun-soaked escapism with the interpersonal drama familiar to viewers of long-running soaps like EastEnders and Coronation Street. The show was ambitious in both scope and execution, attempting to bring together British expatriates, Spanish locals, and international residents in a series of intertwined storylines. With a sprawling cast, scenic filming locations in Spain, and a large budget, El Dorado was positioned as the BBC's next big television success. This is TV Casualty, El Dorado. From its debut, however, the series struggled to find its footing. Viewers were immediately put off by awkward pacing, inconsistent writing, and performances that ranged from uneven to outright wooden. Many of the cast members were relative newcomers, and the show's multilingual dialogue, meant to reflect the diversity of an expat community, often led to stilted exchanges and confusion. Critics seized on these flaws, and the British press quickly labeled the show a disaster. Production difficulties compounded the problem. Filming in Spain presented logistical challenges, and the BBC's investment in a purpose-built set added financial pressure to make the series work. Rather than settling into a compelling rhythm, the show lurched between dramatic and comedic tones, never quite deciding what it wanted to be. Storylines often felt rushed or underdeveloped, and attempts to address the criticism mid-run were too little, too late. While some viewers began to warm to El Dorado over time, the damage had been done. Its reputation as a misstep for the BBC became cemented, and in 1993, just under a year after its debut, the network canceled the show. In the years since, El Dorado has developed a small cult following, with some fans defending it as a misunderstood experiment that could have blossomed if given more time. For most, though, it remains a symbol of overambitious television that failed to connect with its audience, remembered more for its sun-drenched misfires than for any lasting dramatic impact. ChatGPT.